You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
This is Homegrown Girls Podcast with your hosts, Renice and Stephanie, helping you live a healthier life. This podcast is sponsored by Classy's Natural Laundry Soap and Rocky's Natural Body Products. Hey, this is your girl, Stephanie.
This is Renice.
And we are back for another episode. I know Renice had taken a little bit of a time off from the last one, but we had an awesome guest to talk about our taking care of yourself through massage. So Renice, welcome back. How have you been?
Thanks. I've been pretty good.
Awesome. So today we wanted to talk a little bit about some of the things that we're always interested in and what we always chat about on our free time on the weekends is kind of like supernatural manifestations and some of the stuff that people will consider as woo-woo.
Yeah, so a lot of it is considered new age concepts. Or
as I like to call it, modern hippie.
Right, your thoughts are your reality. Basically, you can pretty much determine what you want your life to be through your thoughts and your spoken word.
Exactly. And it's funny because I actually had a really great meeting earlier today with a couple other naturalistic health practitioners. And we were kind of going through that, kind of like the limiting beliefs that people have and also recreating that story that we have in our head, something that's in our subconscious. Mm-hmm. She described it as a little girl running around in a tutu and her mother at, maybe the little girl's 3 or 4 years old says, be careful, you're going to be clumsy and hit your head. And that subconscious belief that's not even validating who she is as an individual comes out later on in life as she tries to audition for a big ballet performance or whatever it may be. She still feels that she is clumsy and therefore acts upon that. So it's really quite interesting how powerful our beliefs really can be. It can be detrimental and it can also be very beneficial too.
Exactly. It's like when you say something, you have to be very careful about what you say aloud. Even the hyperbolic statements you hear people say, oh, I'm never going to pay this off or I'm never going to be able to afford that. Those things start to seep into your subconscious and you have to be careful because you'll really start to feel like you'll never be able to afford or pay or whatever it may be that you're currently facing. And you're pretty much determining the outcome.
Yeah,
like because you're saying that I won't ever be able to pay it off, even though you're coming from at that very moment a very probably exaggerated and emotional standpoint because debt can be emotional, mm-hmm. and be emotionally draining. So you have to be careful what you say in those moments because in those moments is when your brain is often the most vulnerable.
Exactly. And then you find yourself or as I like to say, sometimes putting it out into the universe, this negative energy. So saying that I'm never going to be able to pay this off. And then let's say it is a car loan or something like that. I'm never going to be able to pay off this car loan. You're putting that vibes out there and therefore circumstances kind of manifest as far as maybe an unexpected bill comes up at your house. Maybe you need to get like some repairs done and then a medical expense pops up and then another unexpected expense. And it just starts to ripple effect because you've put that negative vibe out there, or some people like to call it karma, whatever it may be. You're putting it out there into the universe and then things just kind of start coming into play, which really makes it even harder for you to be able to pay off that debt. And then that cycle kind of goes again and says, well, see, I told you I couldn't do it. And therefore, it just goes on and on and on.
And so today we'll probably discuss like things that you can do to help with your manifestation. Mm-hmm. So the first thing that comes to mind is for me, affirmations.
Oh, I love them.
Visualization. You hear people talk about vision boards. Now, let me be perfectly honest. I've tried those two, and I'm not going to say they don't work for me, but I find what really works for me. I'm reading this book as of lately called Advanced Manifestation. Is when I just embrace whatever it is that I want as if it is already.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I've heard of that technique. And it really works like envisioning that you are going to maybe say you want to own a yacht. Mm-hmm. And so you actually envision yourself picking out the yacht. What's the color of the yacht? What's the interior like? Do you have the tan interior? Do you have the black interior with the mahogany? You know, what does your floors look like? And the actual feeling of you stepping onto that yacht, turning that key, the sound of the engine and maybe the wind in your face or whatever it may be, like really putting yourself into that situation and acting as if you are already there, already acting as if you have the money to afford this yacht instead of coming from a point of, yeah, I would love to have it, but I just don't have the means or the ways to do that.
And for those listening who are of a religious or background, a Christian or whatever it may be, prayer is also a form of affirmation. Mm-hmm. So because you're stating your faith in what you believe is going to become.
Yes.
Prayer has actually been shown to be very beneficial to health. It can boost your mood. It's beneficial. So I don't consider myself very religious, but I am very spiritual.
Same here.
I still pray because I know it works.
And everyone has different beliefs. I've even had to have these conversations with a couple of people and they're saying, you know, how do you trust in the universe as they think of more like the cosmos in regards to the actual planets and the solar system? I still see it as a universal source of energy that created life on Earth. So as some people might call it, you know, Allah, and then other people might call it God, or, you know, you have Buddha. There's various different forms of religion, but they all still believe in something that causes a creation. And knowing that energy is in everything. Energy is in your thoughts. Energy is in your feelings. Energy is just between like objects and people. It's a constant flow of energy. Another way of thinking in money mindset is a big thing that I've, you know, I'm always kind of working on myself personally. But seeing money as a form of energy, it's a form of currency. Mm-hmm. And currency is energy. So knowing that if you either attract it or repel it based off of the energy and the vibes that you put out there.
Yes, I agree. Energy is very powerful. I like to think, and this is a little off the topic of what we're talking about, but even when someone dies or when someone is born, that's just a basic change of energy.
Yep, exactly.
From one form of matter to another. Mm-hmm. It's a manifestation of an energy.
Ah, nice way of thinking about it. Yeah, exactly. Definitely.
And even with death, it's a manifestation that this energy has is now leaving this life form or leaving whatever form of matter it has taken on Earth. Mm-hmm. And now it is going to change or manifest into another.
Or as they say, we are just spiritual beings having a human experience.
Exactly.
And so even if someone is passing, for me, as you mentioned, like visualizations and affirmations is a way that you find very useful or people find very useful in regards to manifestations. Another technique that I like to use a lot of time is meditation. And I've had very strong connections with those that have passed through meditations, even more of a peaceful experience to be able to have that connection with them. So that is, as you said, it's a form of energy. It's not like they have gone forever. You can still tap into that energy if you so please.
Now, maybe you can offer some more insight with meditation because what do you call that function you had at your house, the vision board party?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you led a meditation. Okay, I'm a little... meditation, I like it because it's relaxing, especially during the time that of which you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've done it a few times now, and I have what they call it monkey mind or something.
Yes.
My brain is all over the place. I can never, I may be able to quiet my mind for maybe 2 minutes. I'm really trying to do better, and I'm working with the, I started with the shorter meditations. Like this morning, I did a 20-minute one.
Oh, that's awesome.
And my brain was just all over the place. And can I say this? Let me be quite honest, because I know there are people who are going to listen to this and be like, and I got nothing from it. whatever the vision board. Because I'll be quite honest, the first time I did a vision board, I was like, I don't see the point of this. The first time I said an affirmation, I was like, whatever. So, but I do think as time went on, once I found my niche or the thing that I like to do as far as manifesting, then I did see things start to manifest. Like I said, I had stated that I wanted to do a podcast, and then you came to me with the idea.
Yes.
There are many things that I have stated aloud or I have written them down. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing. Let me speak on that. Writing stuff down is powerful.
Oh, yeah.
As they say, as it is written.
Mm-hmm.
And I often write things down and go back and refer to it. But what do you offer as far as advice when things don't seem to work? Do you just suggest that somebody just keep trying different methods or that they...
Yes. So it's interesting that you said that, your brain as a monkey brain. So I've experienced that recently.
Because I'm about to give up on meditation. No, no, I'm going to be quite honest with you.
I've been doing meditation for over a year. And even recently, I've been experiencing like the monkey brain.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because even today when I had my meeting with some of the holistic practitioners, we were doing an exchange of services. And one of them I exchanged was meditation from a person that's a meditation expert. And I mentioned to her, I'm like, my brain just wants to go into thoughts in a day. And I'm one of those people that I've recently, in the last year, have been waking up at like 5:30 in the morning because earlier in the hours, I usually say before 6 a.m., it's your mind is a little bit more calm and peaceful. Plus, I'm able to get a lot more stuff done. So if I want to take a longer time to get ready and do my morning routine, I have some flexibility with that. So I've been getting up early in the morning at 5:30 in the morning, and I'll go straight into like a meditation, whether it's a 5 to 20 minute meditation. As of the last month, I'm not going to lie. I will sit there and I'm like, oh, well, I got to think about the podcast. And then, oh, well, I got to work on this thing. Oh, don't forget about doing the laundry. Oh, shoot, I should probably clean up this room. Oh, I should probably, you know, these thoughts kind of go into your brain. And I've always heard, and I have to remind myself, and even today when I was doing my 15-minute meditation exchange, was that think of thoughts like thoughts are going to come. I mean, your mind is constantly going to have thoughts. So actually to reach that Zen point of like you would think like the Buddhist monks, I mean, they've practiced for years. And that's the reason why it's called a meditation practice, is that you have to constantly work at it.
Mm-hmm.
But those thoughts will enter into your head. It's the fact of the matter is, how do you handle them? Do you let it go down that rabbit hole where you're chasing one thought and it goes on to the other?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you find a technique that helps bring you back and center you back into your meditation? Whether it is looking like focusing in on your breath, whether it is like maybe sometimes people do better when they have their eyes open and looking at, like some people find it very meditative, looking at a flame or campfire. Think about it like you have like a rolling fire or whatever, a bonfire, and you kind of ever look into a bonfire and your eye, you just zone out, like completely zone out because you're looking at the flickering of the flame. Other people, for me, I find mine more grounding ones is when I'm walking out in nature and actually touching the ground or being in that serenity. It's more so just finding peace. And people sit there and say, well, I fall asleep during meditations. Good. You did it right. Because it's really calming your body down.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be as simple as focusing in on your breath, but knowing that those thoughts are going to come and go. And I think Headspace had explained it really well for one of their apps, was that think of it as your thoughts as if like you are a dog watching cars go by, right? And yeah, you see the car go by. Are you going to be that dog that's going to chase after that car and then try to stop it and stand in front of it and try to stop that thought from coming by? Or are you going to sit back and look at a stream and think in the thoughts as like, here you are looking at a stream and a leaf falls and the leaf just floats. And then it comes another one. But you're not chasing it. You're not trying to disrupt the thought. You're just aware that it's there. And then you let it pass. So trying different techniques helps. I would say don't give up on it. So like you said, prayer can be a form of meditation, affirmations, guided meditations. I still do guided meditations.
Yes, that's what I was doing, a guided meditation.
Mantras. Some people like mantras.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like breath work. Some people like active meditation. So they're walking and they're just being aware of their surroundings. So more like a mindfulness practice. They're able to feel like, how does the sun feel on my body? How does the wind feel? What sounds do I hear? What does the ground feel like on my feet? You know, those kind of experiences are very meditative. Gardening could be meditative. So just cooking, some people find cooking a very meditative state. So it doesn't have to necessarily be you sitting in like lotus pose and you feel like you're levitating off the ground and everything is quiet and you've reached this higher level. You might experience those on days, and then other days you might not, but it's just a practice. Just like when you exercise, some days you're more flexible. You could touch your toes on certain days. Other days you're like, yeah, my toes are like 5 feet away. I cannot even touch them.
Yep. So meditation. So like I said, I was reading this book about advanced meditation. And it's a quote I'll read. It says, if you want your manifesting to be not difficult, I don't know if that's a good wording or whatever, but I'm not the author, and to be achieved without great effort, come to know that what you want to have already exists. Don't be fooled by the illusion of time. Those things you seek are not in the future. Don't be fooled by the illusion of space. Those things you seek are not at a distance from you. Mm. And so in other parts of the book, he uses the analogy of painting. So does the painting exist before it's actually done? And someone could say, yeah, because while it may not exist to everyone else, in the painter's head, it does exist. Mm-hmm. It's just that he has to manifest it
into reality.
Exactly.
For everyone else to see.
He has to paint it for everyone else to see.
Mm.
And that's pretty much how manifesting works. What you want already exists. It's just a matter of bringing it forth in the physical realm.
Yes.
And people, and I know people listening are like, duh, that's the. But I guess what it's saying is if you behave as if you already, it's already in your possession, if what you want to happen has already happened, then it's kind of like almost, I can't even describe it. And that's when it does get new age. Even to me, I'm like, I don't have the words for this. Like, because I often think about, like, there are things that I spoke on. I can remember, like, there's a meme or a saying, and it says, remember when you used to pray about the things that you have now?
Mm.
Like, that should be enough to keep you going. And that's true, because I remember when I used to, oh, I wanted to be a homeowner like nothing else. And now I'm a homeowner. Yeah. And I can't even remember how everything really
came into fruition.
It just happened when I decided I want to own a home. And I remember writing it down and everything. And it happened. And I remember at one point during the search for my home, I had just gotten really discouraged and was like, forget it. I'll just rent for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Because I was like, it just didn't seem anything that was coming forth that met my standards, and also that fell under, you know, I wanted a home that was kind of move-in ready under a certain price range, you know, small enough, but not too big, but not too small. And I was like, nothing's coming forth. And then one day, all of a sudden, I went on this website that I don't even consider a reliable source. And I'm a real estate agent. Mm-hmm. And I don't consider this particular website a site I would use to look for homes. But one day I was on it and I found my home, not knowing then that was going to be my home.
Yeah.
So.
And sometimes it's interesting, because sometimes it is you focus too much on something and everything gets like saturated and you get frustrated.
That's what I was trying to say too. I think people focus too much on the process, on
yes.
the how.
And focusing more on not the steps that gets there, but focusing on the end result.
Exactly.
Because the steps that get you there might not be the conventional ways,
exactly.
or might not be how you think it's going to be. So if you're mm-hmm. so caught up on, in order to get to Z, I have to go through A, B, C, D, all the way down through the alphabet, versus saying, no, I can go from A directly to Z in a different route, or, you know, skip a few of those steps or whatever it may be. It is quite interesting. As they say, where your attention goes, energy flows. So if you focus your attention on, I'm not getting to that, I want this thing, but I'm not getting to it. And sometimes we block our manifestations. I've heard mm-hmm. that a lot of times where I want a new car, but then you block it because it's like, okay, I want a new car. Oh my goodness, why haven't I got a new car? It's been a month. oh my goodness, why haven't I got a car? It's been 3 months. And you're thinking, I'm not ever going to get this car because I should have had this car by now. Like if I really, really wanted, I should have had it by now. You're blocking that energy because you're not letting it play out the way that it wants to play out. It might not be sudden. Other times, there's been times where I've manifested something and it's just like, oh, well, there I go. And we talked about that before, where like manifestations can come from small things. I think a lot of times we're focusing or we're talking about a lot right now as the big ones, but it's also the small ones. As I told you, I was mentioning I was doing a detox and I was detoxing some drama. I said, I don't want drama in my life. And someone just decided to not no longer be in my life. So I was like, well, there I go. I manifested it. Or it can be something as small as, oh my goodness, you know, I really want like some tacos. I'm really craving some tacos. And then you go and hang out with your friend and she's like, hey, you want to go get some tacos? Like you don't sit there and think about it. Like, girl, that happens to me all the time. You manifested it. Really?
People ask me that. I'll be quite honest. And this is not a brag or a boast, but people have asked me that about jobs. They're like, because Stephanie, you know me. So since you've known me, I've been through like what? Probably 3 or 4 jobs. So I was at one for 10 years or more.
Mm-hmm.
So my ultimate goal is I want to work for myself. But I understand the importance of a job because you got to eat.
Yeah.
And you got bills to pay. Like I said, I'm a homeowner, so I got to have some type of income. So I get let go from one job. I got laid off. In other words, it's never been hard for me to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
Like I go through those stretches like anybody else where you're in the job search. But ultimately, always I fall off the horse. I get back on.
Yeah.
Example, just the other day, I was on this website. I just applied for the job. Nothing serious. Got a phone interview this morning. Got an interview tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Like literally, like, and I wasn't really even focused on the job. I put it out there like, I am in need of a job because I do need my bills paid. And I'm a little bored, I'll be honest with you, because I'm writing too. And so writing is it's very tedious. And mm-hmm. sometimes you do have to step away from the manuscript and come back to it.
And you manifested that too, your writing.
Yeah.
Your book. Yeah.
I manifested that too. And I started writing one day. It seems so, like we said, you get so caught up on the process
mm-hmm.
that you just, instead of just looking at the end, I mean, it's not always about, and I've heard people say, well, that company is hard to get into. You have to know someone. Oh, I got a perfect example for you. I had wanted to work for this one particular company like nobody's business. I had went the traditional route, went on their website, applied for hundreds of jobs. They never called me. One day, just applying for anything, went on this company. I actually was applying with I Googled staffing agencies. And pulled up one staffing agency and just happened to apply for a job. They called me and turns out they were hiring for the company that I had been trying to get into for years.
Mm.
Now, with that being said, I worked for that company a little bit. I actually liked the position I had, but because it was a contracting agency, they made us aware that there was a possibility that you could get hired in, but you'll probably get let go at the end of the assignment. But I was glad that I had the opportunity to work for that company because now I know I really don't want to work for that company. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like sometimes you can manifest something and you'll be like, well, why don't I have it? Why don't I have it? Why don't I have it? But you have to trust that the universe knows what's best for you too.
And I tell people, and that's what's funny, that I was going to chime in earlier when you were talking about the jobs and how easy it was for you to get the jobs, but you also had put it out there that you wanted to do your own thing. And I let people know that a lot, too, that being let go from a job sometimes is a part of your manifestation mm-hmm. in itself. And that sounds kind of like, how is that to be? But if you are sitting there and saying, I hate this job.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand this job. I want to do my own thing. I want to start my own business, or I want to change careers, or whatever it may be. And then all of a sudden, your job lays you off. You get fired, whatever it may be, right? You're without a job. You actually manifested that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had that situation happen. Like you were saying, I have always found it easy to find jobs. But I had that situation happen with my last job I had before starting my business. In which I was kind of teeter-tottering back and forth, like, I really am more passionate about something else. I'm really more passionate about health and wellness and not necessarily doing this behind the desk kind of stuff. Although the job was really rewarding, it just wasn't like my passion wasn't there. So I went from part-time. And it was funny because the day that I planned on putting in my 2 weeks notice, like I had my whole letter written up and I was like, all right, I'm about to go in here. I knew that we were having this meeting. I was going to put in my 2 weeks notice and let them know that. The conversation changed. And my supervisor was like letting me know, we're laying off people and we're laying you off. And so I was like, okay, no problem. Because I was already in that route. Mm-hmm. And I came home and my husband was like, did you hand in your letter? And I'm like, no. And he was like, why? I'm like, why hand in a letter when I can collect unemployment?
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
And that gave me time. Like, so still some income coming in as I, and I still had some clients on the side that I was doing for my personal training. But it gave me time that I needed to focus in on my business and to be able to establish that without having to have that stress mm-hmm. of working someplace that was taking away time from that. And since then, I have not been back. And I've worked at other places. I mean, I've got myself in a really great position at this point where I'm really well appreciated, working for a local gym, but I manifested it. You know, mm-hmm. I manifested that leaving. I had other friends that said, you know, I want to pursue this career change. And then they get upset because their job lets them go or they get fired. Technically, honey,
you manifested
that. And this is your opportunity. You told the universe that your passion was something else. Your passion was to pursue this. And you said it so many freaking times, but you never took the action to do it. And if that passion was as strong as you claim it is, the universe or whatever source or whatever you want to call it, picked that up and said, you know what? Renice, Stephanie, or wherever you are, I'm about to kick you out the nest like a little birdie and let you fly. Because either, I want to say, should or get off the pot.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's how I got laid off from my job as well. Like, I was going to quit. I was like, but I'm going to be real honest with you. I'm a creature of habit. And after working there for 10 years, I was scared to leave on my own.
Yeah. Like, oh, fear is debilitating.
I come from a blue-collar family. You just don't quit a job without having another job lined up. Mm-hmm. That's just moronic my family.
As we talked about earlier. Those beliefs.
Those
beliefs don't serve you.
Exactly.
They were someone else's beliefs that they put upon you that subconsciously came into your head, caused that fear, but they don't serve you.
And so let me show you how the universe will help you if you let it. So the department, the management sent out an email, said we're offering due to some budget cuts, we're going to offer 4 severance packages.
Woo-hoo.
Now, the severance packages were intended for more seasoned employees because I come from a company where the people had seniority for about comparable to the amount of years I've been alive. People just, it's one of those type of jobs. People come there, they don't leave. So it was intended for somebody with like more than 25 years of service. I only had 10. But when I read that email and what all the severance package included, I'm like, I asked the universe for because I wanted a cushion. I wanted a little, you know, something. I didn't just want to jump out there. I wanted to be.
You want some security.
I wanted some security. I'm also a mother. And that's what the severance package gave me. I took a severance package. I was able to file for unemployment. I was able to keep my benefits for a certain amount of time after leaving. You can't get more. I was like, this is what I asked for.
It was handed for to you.
I said, if I don't take this, if I stay here, I deserve to be miserable. Yeah. That's what I told myself, really. I was like, God, thank you. Universe.
Whatever. Yeah.
If I stay here, then I deserve it. And I took the package and I've been happy ever since. Now, and somebody will say, well, how so? But you're still looking for jobs, because I didn't want to be there anymore. That much I did know. I was like you, about to turn in my notice. I'm like, I hate this place.
Yeah.
I come into my desk. I'm crying every day because I don't want to be here. So, and that brings me to another point about manifestation. Gratitude.
Oh, powerful.
You have to be grateful.
for every small little thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise it says you're putting it out there that you don't really want it. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you get something, and it could be something as small as going back to money. Because it's just an easy thing I can think of. But I want money. Like, I want $1 million or whatever it may be that you're putting out there. If you walk past that dollar bill on the ground, you just put it out there. You put that energy out there. I don't want that. I don't need that. So then don't be surprised if you don't get what your end result is, because you already put that negative vibe out there. You're not grateful for what you have received. And so back again, it won't come into tenfold. But the more grateful you are for the small little things, the more things will start to come into fruition, and they'll say, oh, wow, she's very grateful that for the fact that she had a job change. And therefore, because of this, we're going to continue to provide for her as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And trusting that it will happen, not questioning, you know, that it doesn't happen immediately.
That, and I'm glad you brought that up, because that's a hard one to do. I'll be very honest.
Your big audacious goals are not going to happen overnight.
Especially when your circumstances don't reflect any indication of changing. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, I know I can speak to that because I grew up poor. I never thought I'd be able to go to college. I never thought that I'd own a home. It was a lot of things that I just never could see myself doing, just based on where I came from.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that I had people around me, even before I knew all about manifestation and meditation and divine and universe. And
mm-hmm.
I just had people who were like, you got to be able to see beyond. You got to look at the bigger picture. And that's manifestation is basically that. You got to be able to see the bigger picture. Like he said in an excerpt from the book, the quote I just read, you got to, time and space are of no consequence. You have to not take that in regard. You can't look at it as like, oh, I'm 40. And then I can't do this now. I'm 40, or I'm this, and or I'm a female, or I'm black. You have to look at it as I can see this happening.
Yes.
Even though my current circumstances don't reflect it, I can see it.
And I read somewhere else or heard somewhere else that when all that despair, or when you feel like nothing is going to happen, let's say just a crap load of stuff kind of comes and obstacles come in your way, that's when you're on the verge of really manifesting the things that you really, really want. Because it's a test, as we talked about before, with walking past that dollar bill on the ground when you're saying that you want the $1 million. After that, it might be more and more tests on, do you really, really want this? We're going to put you in situations to make you really, really think, do you really, really, really want this? And if you persevere through all of that muck and uck and get to the other side, there's a reward, but mm-hmm. you have to go through it, and you have to sometimes prove that this desire is so strong that you're not going to let anything really stand in your way. If you're one of those people that's like, I don't know, like weight loss or something, I want to lose weight, I want to lose 10 pounds, and you make that decision on a Monday, and come Tuesday afternoon, you at a party and someone's like, you want some cake and ice cream? You're
and
like,
I'm glad you,
yeah. And I'm like, well, you just said that you wanted to lose 10 pounds.
I'm glad you spoke on that, because I don't know if you remember a conversation we had a few weeks ago. And I was like, man, I've hit a plateau with my weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling you all I'm doing. And you were like, it's got to be your diet mm-hmm. or something you're doing. And then you suggested this, no alcohol, no sugar, no something else
yeah.
for 30 days. And I was like, she got to be crazy. And in my head, like, I'm not giving up all that for 30 days. Like, but after you said it, I did give it a lot of thought. I gave mm-hmm. it a lot of thought. Like, was sitting down thinking. I mean, I was thinking about it every minute of the day almost. Like, oh, man, can I do that? And so slowly but surely, I start cutting out everything that you had suggested.
Yeah.
And
how do you feel after that?
Good. Here's the crazy thing. So I have a digital scale.
Mm-hmm.
And I stepped on my scale one day shortly after we had that discussion. And I don't know, was the scale out of whack? I knew I had weighed a certain amount.
Mm-hmm.
I stepped on the scale and it said something drastically lower, like 20 pounds less than what I had weighed at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's funny. Now, fast forward, why am I like 3 pounds away from that weight?
Exactly. See? And it is, and it's.
And I was like, that was like a sign from the universe, like the manifestation.
What you're going to achieve.
You can do it.
You just gotta believe it.
Don't focus on the process so much. I was so focused on, man, I'm not gonna be able to eat this, and this holiday is coming up, and what she mean? Don't drink, and I gotta go out to the bar and have a drink. I was like, no, I really don't, because I'm not working, so I'm already trying to cut corners as it is. I don't need to be at the bar drinking.
And there's other ways to be social. And it's funny because when you get off of those things and you go back, so I did mine for 2 weeks. I like detoxed into it, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm doing this whole program with a lot of the other health coaches that we all went together. It was a 2-week program. I decided I was going to send it out for a month, but this past week, or actually today, I went and had two of the items, which was a gluten. So I had some bread for breakfast and for lunch. And then I had dairy. Like, I cut out a lot of my dairy before, but cheese was the only thing that was really kind of still in my diet. So I had this grilled cheese sandwich. First of all, it didn't even taste good. I was really pissed off that I had wasted my thing on that, because the guy at the place was like, oh, this is the best thing on the menu. That thing didn't even taste good. And then I'm sitting there thinking, I don't even really like cheese. Mine is Brie cheese. Brie's probably the only one I really, really like. But why am I sitting here wasting like this? I mean, I could have had it on something else. But the grilled cheese sandwich, I was so upset about it. And then it was greasy, and I felt greasy and disgusting. And I still feel greasy and disgusting. I mean, it's just not something I wanted in my body, and I could really do without it. But yeah, I mean, that is awesome that you got on the scale and it kind of already perceived like what your end result was going to be.
And that was just funny to me. I'm like, but that was manifest. That's a good example of manifestation, because I'm like, I was so caught up in the process of how and not wanting to do that. Then what I should have just been focused on was the end goal, which is the weight I wanted to achieve.
Yeah.
And when I did focus on that, it became easier. It was like I just slowly start phasing things out. Am I 100% not doing any of the things you said? No, honestly, with the exception of dairy, maybe, and sugar.
Yeah.
I think I've cut those out 100%. Other stuff is kind of phasing along.
But that's the other thing, is that I tell people all the time, when you cut those things out and you bring them back in, I don't expect you to go without it throughout the whole course of your life. I'm not going to do the same thing. But just the feeling, like to me, like the feeling that cheese had today was like, ugh.
Right.
Why the heck did I do that?
And that's comparable to the job situation. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like, once I left the job I had been at for 10 years, once I re-entered the job market, I kind of was like, ugh, like, damn, you really need to focus on what it is you want to do for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It made me get that much more serious. And I think every time I re-enter the job market out of necessity, I get that much more serious about going into business for myself.
Exactly. And it propels you a little bit more. Even maybe those jobs are that way of showing you, this is not what you really want.
Exactly.
That's that test. This is not what you really want. What I thought was interesting when we were talking about like trusting the universe, I had a really, and I think I probably told you about this, Renice, before, really interesting experience last summer at one of the local art fairs. I was on this verge, like prior to, I'm like, do I want to take this health coaching course? And it was pretty substantial, like almost $5,000. And I'm like, I don't have the money because I'm an entrepreneur. But at the same time, I was really propelled to want to do it. And everything from what I was watching was really about trusting your gut, trusting the universe, manifestation, all the messages. And I was like, it's right in line. This is my tribe. So this was shortly after doing a lot of energy work, and I decided that I was going to do a technique of asking for a sign. And you've probably heard of that, like just put it out there, ask for a sign, and get a yay or nay. I know Gabby Bernstein talks about it a lot. So I was walking around, and I'm like, I'm a Pisces, as you and I both are. And I'm like, I'm going to ask for a sign of a fish, if this is the correct route to go, like if it's a good decision to invest this money into it. So I'm in Ann Arbor, and as we were talking about before, I'm searching like all over the place. I'm at a restaurant, and I'm like, there has to be fish on this menu. No fish. I'm looking at signs in the restaurant. Like maybe there's a fish on something. Maybe there's two-headed ale or something like that where I can find. I'm like searching for the sign because I really desperately wanted it to be yes in my heart of hearts, even though it was scary for me to go and have to invest the money in it. So something whispered, or I heard something in my head, and no, I'm not crazy, but I heard something like, just let it go. Like, just let go of that thought. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. So I'm walking around, and I kind of briefly told my mom about this. I'm walking around Ann Arbor Art Fair, and I just happened to glance over, and a fish, like, caught my eye. There was this, like, a painting of a fish. So I look over, and I was like, oh, there's my fish. God damn it. There was, like, 30 freaking paintings of fish in this art exhibit. And I'm like, well, if that's not a sign, I don't know what is. But then my dumb butt decides to question it again, as I've done for other positions, and you know this, Renice. And I'm like, maybe that really wasn't a sign. So then I pulled my cards, and everything was like, okay, you've asked this question like 5 times. The answer is still the same. You had your answer before. Just trust with it. So really trusting it, you can ask the universe for guidance. If you are into like the tarot cards or oracle cards or anything like that, you can ask those things. Even as you were talking about writing down stuff, I've had some really great meditations where I've come out of the meditation and have written down just random thoughts and then look back at it. And I'm like, dude, who was that? I wrote it. But I get the answers that I'm seeking through that, whether it's intuitive guidance that is kind of coming through. And I read back on it. And it's just not my verbiage. And it's not something I like, how my style of writing, the actual like calligraphy and everything else looks completely different, but the verbiage is definitely not my style, and I know that that's coming from a different guidance system, or maybe my
something own, channeling through you,
something channeling through me, or maybe my own wisdom coming through and having that voice coming out loud.
Yeah, I agree with that. And so, different methods of manifestation. We talked about affirmations, visualization, meditation, prayer, gratitude. I don't know if I mentioned too, some people have what they call a gratitude journal where they just write down everything that they're thankful for.
I do that every day.
I've read that if you express gratitude for 3 things every day for 21 days, it would change your mindset.
So what I've done, and I did this challenge, is 21 days of happiness or gratitude. There was a book called The Happiness Advantage or something like that. But a local organization had did a 21-day of gratitude, and I thought it was really awesome. I changed it up again a little bit. 3 things I'm grateful for. 1 thing I love about myself that day. A good thing that's happened within the last 24 hours. And then I usually try to do like an affirmation or a positive quote. And what I've noticed is that a lot of times things I'm grateful for can be repeated after a while. The one thing I love about myself has really started off as being something like small and simple to becoming more deep. But that reflection of something that has happened within the 24 hours, I try to find that one little piece of like sunshine on a stormy day. It could be just the crappiest day, but you see that rainbow, or as this past weekend, I saw a double rainbow.
Yeah,
but
I saw a rainbow yesterday.
Yeah, I saw a double rainbow over the weekend. That was kind of cool. But and there's a whole meaning behind that. But anyways, being able to see the rainbow after the crazy storm where it might have destroyed everything, having that little bit of sunshine as your positive thing for that day really has a profound impact over the course of not just 21 days, but going on. Like, you have a whole new look on life. Your attitude changes.
So I think the crux of the whole manifestation theory or whatever you want to call it is your thoughts. Your mindset.
So powerful.
You have to get control over your thoughts. You would not believe how people cannot control their thinking.
And how they think determines how they act and what they say and what they do. So if you can't control your mind, then it's your mind versus your intellect, which is a whole different other episode. But if you can't control those thoughts, then you act out a certain way. You feel a certain way. You have those people that are irrational all the time, and they act out of emotion versus really kind of sitting and thinking, does that thought serve me?
Because there are people who don't believe you can control your life with your thoughts. And I agree to certain, there are some things that are out of your control, but the things that are within your control, you definitely can control that with your thoughts.
Your mind is very, very powerful.
It won't be like the movie Carrie. Like, you're not, you're not instantly striking people down, but it will begin to manifest in mm-hmm. your life.
And people can heal themselves with their thoughts. You know, people who've had traumatic illnesses can heal themselves. You can do the opposite. Mm-hmm. My dad always told me the week before he passed is that if he had a better mindset, he thinks that he would be able to beat cancer. So that, to me, had proven, I mean, he dealt with a lot of depression. And after he had everything removed, it just manifested in his body and spread and spread and spread and spread because he let it define him. So really focusing on your thoughts on, do you want to be a healthier person? Do you want to have a better life? And knowing that things will just naturally come what may. Yeah, thoughts are very powerful.
Very. So with the manifestation, I hope we didn't get too new agey for anyone who's listening. They're like, yeah, whatever. I can't do that. But to bring it closer to home and something more tangible that people can touch, you definitely, mindset matters. Mind over matter. Mm-hmm. It's real.
Mm-hmm.
Another example, I'm having car trouble, I'm like, I got to get a new car, blah, blah, blah. Today, the sister of a friend who passed away called me. She asked about, haven't heard from her since his passing. And she said something about, she had questions about his car situation because she's trying to get a title and something or whatever. And so I asked her, for whatever reason, is she trying to get the title? Because I thought upon his death, the car had been given to his mother. And she said, no, my mother decided that that car is a little too sporty for her. We're probably just going to sell it. And I said, for how much? And she gave me a price that's actually feasible for me. Now, she doesn't even know that I need a car.
Mm.
I haven't spoken to her, unfortunately, since his passing. So for her to call me and say that, she was like, well, once I get everything straightened out with this title, I can let you know.
There you go.
Because there's seemingly or supposedly nothing wrong with the car.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's something that I have been kind of putting out there. Yeah. I just put it out to the universe. I need a car. Sometimes it's just as simple as saying to the universe or to the God or to whomever it is that you believe in, I need this or I want this.
Yeah.
And then let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Because I heard someone say, when you plant a seed, you don't go back and dig it up to make sure it's growing, do you?
I tell you, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It's like, so don't go back and keep asking for the same thing over and over again. You got to give it time to come to fruition.
Exactly.
Trust that it's going to grow, just like you planted the seeds and you're expecting it to sprout up through the dirt. Trust that that thought that you planted, that you planted in the universe, is going to manifest.
And also, in the same analogy I tell a lot of people, is that you're seeds grow in dirt, right?
Exactly.
They grow, you know, 4 inches underground. And when it's dark and gloomy and everything else, it flourishes when it gets that rain. So when those dark and gloomy times, that's when sometimes you got to go through that to get the end result. It's not going to grow sitting on the cement exposed to the sun and the sun just shining on it.
Right.
It doesn't create those roots. You know, you really sometimes have to like plant it deep, deep down in the soil. Go through that darkness, go through that rain, that gloominess, to come into something that ends up being absolutely beautiful.
Are we winding down?
Yeah, we're winding down. You got a quote for us?
Yes. I don't know who said this, but I found it very profound. It simply says that the state of your life is nothing more than a reflection of your state of mind.
Ooh.
You are silly. That little ooh at the end, like ooh, like we're in a seance.
Well, you
I
know,
felt like some, you well, were summoning somebody for a minute.
Well, you know, I do live by a cemetery, so we do have ghostly spirits all the time. So I look out. I grew up by a cemetery. I look out by a cemetery. Those are some of my favorite neighbors. But no,
it was the quiet ones.
Gosh, they're so quiet. They sometimes come and visit every once in a while. You're just like, can you like go behind my, can you come out of the closet or out of the dark basement sometimes? Like,
but wasn't that statement profound?
It was profound, yeah.
I was like, it's so simple, but it's so profound.
I love it.
The state of your mind is, that's your life.
Yeah.
Whatever you've been thinking about, whatever you've been focusing on.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, again, you can follow us on Twitter at homegrowngirls313. You can also email us if you have any suggestions for upcoming shows or want to continue this conversation at homegrowngirls313@gmail.com. You can also find us individually on Facebook and Instagram. What is your Facebook?
Classy's Clean Natural Laundry Soap.
Awesome.
That's my business page.
Cool. And your Instagram?
My Instagram is Reese Cups, RISICUPZ.
CUPZ. Mm-hmm. All right. And you can follow me at Fitness Wellness Life and also on Instagram, FWL_Steph, STEPH. If you want to continue the conversation or reach out to any one of us individually and have a one-on-one. All right. Thank you so much and tune in for our next episode. Peace.
Until next time. Peace.